Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha election ends with top leaders of ruling and opposition alliances making last-ditch efforts to seek support of voters. Polling on 88 seats across 13 states and union territories to take place on Friday. Supreme Court reserves verdict on petitions seeking 100% cross-verification of vote count in electronic voting machines with VVPAT slips. IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions over East and South Peninsula India during next 5 days. Indian men's and women's compound teams reach finals in Archery World Cup at Shanghai in China. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Delhi Capitals and Gujarat Titans in Delhi. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 13 states and union territories, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. The voting for this phase will be held on Friday. Polling for the Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. A total of 1,198 candidates from 13 states and union territories, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Top leaders of major political parties made a last-ditch effort to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Ambikapur city of Chhattisgarh and at Sagar district in Madhya Pradesh today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a poll meeting at Allapura in Kerala this afternoon. BJP President JP Nadda addressed a public meeting at Bhagalpur in Bihar. Grand Alliance leaders of RJD, Congress, Vikasshil Insan Party and left parties also campaigned in support of their candidates. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attended an election rally in Amravati Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge spoke at a social justice conclave organized by the party in the national capital. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav campaigned in Mainpuri and Itawa districts. In Assam, Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Himanta Biswa Sarma held a rally at Dalgaon for the party candidate. State Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora addressed a meeting at Nagaon constituency. AIUDF President Badruddin Ajmal, Bodoland People's Party Chief Hagrama Mohilari also held election rallies today. In Kerala, all the 20 Lok Sabha seats will go to polls in a single phase. The three major fronts, BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF and CPIM-led LDF, had left no stone unturned to ensure victory for their sides. In Rajasthan, 13 Lok Sabha constituencies will go to polls on Friday. Today, on the last day of campaigning, BJP, Congress, BSP, other parties and independent candidates have made the last-ditch effort to woo the voters. More from our correspondent.
From BJP Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma, today addressed a public meeting in Dhamotar, Pratapgarh and Karyakarta Sammelan in Bhilwara. Bollywood actress Kangana Ranaut led road shows in Jaisalmer and Badmer, while Deputy Chief Minister Diya Kumari in Bhilwara and Sawai Madhupur for party candidates. On the other hand, former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot participated in programs in Jalor, Sirohi and Jodhpur for the party candidates. Congress leader Sachin Pilot held public meetings in Tonk and Bundi. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The Karnataka Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Meena said free and fair elections will be ensured in the 14 constituencies going to the polls on the 26th of this month. Apart from police personnel from the state, there will also be several companies of paramilitary and central forces providing security on the day of polling. More from a correspondent.
Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Meena informed that for the first time, the voter slips being distributed to the voters at their doorsteps have QR codes with Google Maps that can be scanned in the mobile to navigate to their polling booths. There will also be voters information kiosks at the polling stations and signages. The voters can use Chunavana mobile app in urban areas to know live status of the queue in their polling booths and the parking space availability. He said 33 urban assembly constituencies have voter turnout below the state average and efforts were made to reach to the voters and encourage them to cast their vote this time. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
In Manipur, the election authority has taken up all measures to conduct the second phase of Lok Sabha polls in 13 assembly segments in 8 districts of Manipur Outer Parliamentary Constituency the day after tomorrow. The polling personnel and security personnel deputed for the polling stations in Taminglong, Ukhrul and Kamjong have left the district headquarters today for their designated polling stations. The polling teams for far-flung areas started their journey to the designated polling stations for the upcoming second phase polls. In Arunachal Pradesh, re-polling at 8 polling stations in the Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency was conducted smoothly and peacefully today with a total voter turnout of 79.8%. The re-pollings were held at 1 polling station each in Baming and Niapin Assembly constituencies, 2 in Rumgong and 4 in Nacho Assembly constituencies. Earlier, the Election Commission of India had declared the polling held on the 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections as void. In the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections, the nomination process for 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh is already complete. Agra will also go to polls in this phase. The BJP has again fielded S.P. Singh Baghel from this seat. Bahujan Samaj Party has fielded Congress leader Satya Behen's daughter, Pooja Amrohi, as its candidate. The Samajwadi Party has given the ticket to Suresh Chand Kardam. Apart from these, 8 other candidates are also in the fray. A report.
Agra Lok Sabha seat was once a stronghold of Congress from 1952 to 1971. Congress won from here, while after the emergency in the anti-Congress wave in the country, Chaudhary Charan Singh's party Bharti Lok Dal won from here. After that, Congress won again in 1980 and 1984. But after that, Congress could not return to this seat again. In 1989, Janata Dal captured this seat. After that, Bhagwan Sankar Rawat became MP from BJP in 3 consecutive Lok Sabha elections in 1991, 96, 98. In 1999 and 2004, film actor Raj Babbar contested from Samajwadi Party and became MP. In the year 2009 and 2014, BJP once again captured this seat and Ram Shankar Katheri became MP. In the year 2019, BJP changed its candidate and fielded Professor S.P. Singh Baghel from here and he won the seat. This time, BJP has again fielded S.P. Singh Baghel, while S.P. has nominated Suresh Chandra Kardam and BSP has nominated Pooja Amrohi. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav has decided to fight the Lok Sabha elections this time. He will file his nomination from Kannauj Lok Sabha seat tomorrow. 2 days back, the party had announced Tej Pratap Yadav's name as a candidate for the Kannauj seat, but later on, Akhilesh Yadav decided to fight for the seat. Voters can face various issues on the day of polling. One of these issues is a voter finding out that his vote has already been cast by someone else. Though rare, people need to know what to do in such a situation and what a tender vote is. Our correspondent has more details.
Imagine stepping into a polling station all excited and filled with civic duty and you are informed that somebody has already voted in your name. What would you do? Well, according to Section 49P of the Conduct of Election Rules 1961, if a voter presents himself or herself at the polling station and finds that another person has already voted in their name, they can approach the presiding officer at the polling booth and flag this issue. Such a person is allowed to vote only after answering the presiding officer's questions about their identity satisfactorily. The person is allowed to vote only by means of a tendered ballot paper instead of voting machine. Such a vote is called a tendered vote. These votes are useful when the margin between the winning candidate and the runner-up is slim. However, if the difference is large, tender votes are not counted. This exercise ensures the voting rights are upheld and there is a fair representation in elections. Durgesh Bhadoria for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the evening news. The Supreme Court today reserved its verdict on a batch of petitions seeking a 100% cross-verification of vote count in electronic voting machines, EVMs, with voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT, paper slips. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta posed a series of questions to the Election Commission of India about the functioning of EVMs. ECI assured that it is impossible to tamper with EVMs at any stage. It further clarified that the microcontrollers cannot be accessed physically and have a one-time program burnt into them. While reposing faith in the ECI, the bench clarified that it would look into the possible reforms needed to strengthen the current polling system. The Supreme Court, however, disagreed with the idea of a return to paper ballots. The 10th round of India-Japan consultations on disarmament, non-proliferation and export control was held in Tokyo today. The two sides exchanged views on developments in the areas of disarmament and non-proliferation relating to nuclear, chemical and biological domains, outer space security, non-proliferation issues, conventional weapons and export control. In Mizoram, the state is on high alert as the African swine fever striked again, resulting in the death of as many as 174 pigs due to the outbreak of the disease. The outbreak of the African swine fever has been confirmed in three districts, Aizawl, Champhai and Saitwal. The Leh-Manali National Highway, which was closed in November last year following snowfall, has been opened by the Border Roads Organization for the movement of army vehicles. A report.
At present, the road is open only for the army convoys. The district disaster management authorities will take the decision to allow access for locals and tourists over subsequent periods. As per the officials, the snow clearance is undertaken in extremely challenging conditions, particularly at high mountain passes, all of which stand at an altitude of more than 15,000 feet. The 427-kilometer-long highway linking Ladakh to the rest of India through Manali holds strategic importance for facilitating the movement of armed forces and their essential supplies to forward positions in Ladakh. Serving as an alternate route to Srinagar-Leh Highway, it plays a crucial role in maintaining connectivity and logistic support in the region. Muzaffar Wani for Akashwani News from Leh, Ladakh.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsular India during the next 5 days. The severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over coastal Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and interior Karnataka. IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Central and East India. On to sports. In Shanghai Archery World Cup Stage 1, the Indian men's and women's compound teams have reached the finals today. The Indian men's team of Abhishek Verma, Priyansh and Prathamesh Phuge edged out South Korea in the semi-final, and the women's team of Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Aditi Gopichand and Praneet Kaur defeated Estonia to reach the finals. In the finals, the men's team will face the Netherlands and the women's team will go up against Italy. The finals will be played on 27th of April. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 225 runs before Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Delhi Capitals scored 224 runs for 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha election ends with top leaders of ruling and opposition alliances making last-ditch efforts to seek support of voters. Polling on 88 seats across 13 states and union territories to take place on Friday. Supreme Court reserves verdict on petition seeking 100% cross-verification of vote count in electronic voting machines with VVPAT slips. IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions over East and South Peninsular India during next 5 days. Indian men's and women's compound teams reach finals in Archery World Cup at Shanghai in China. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals sets a target of 225 runs for Gujarat Titans in Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.